9 o'clock on 15 of the healthiest 10th anniversary, the Biddy's friendliest minutes you'll ever hear on your radio is commencing right now on VOB 92.9 FM.
And I commencing to listen. What will I be listening to today, Bozy?
On today's show, if you want muscles, if you want to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, or if you just want to be physically fit to keep your diabetes under control, on today's show, you will hear from personal trainer Thorn Wood, who will talk about
things exercise related.
I can't wait to hear that.
Also, we will be speaking about your feet. Look at your feet right now. We'll be speaking about them in our special Foot Corner segment with Dr. Diane Braffitt.
I'm always intrigued by the diabetic foot.
Plus, you get another 8-week challenge. All this and more in today's show with the compliments of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, the Marie Holder Diabetes Center, and the bank that takes your dreams and make them a reality, Republic Bank. We'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and come share with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one for you,
If you or your loved one is impacted by diabetes and have questions, the Barbados Diabetes Foundation has the answers.
It's always easier to reverse diabetes, certainly control it properly and avoid complications if you at least know that you have it.
But it's just again to re-emphasize the importance of good diabetic care. And the diabetic care involves really almost every part of the body. So it's your feet, your heart. But again, we're coming back to what our main focus is at this time, is the eye care.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located in Warren, St. Michael, is your source of diabetic care. You can reach them by calling 243-ICE 243-3937 for more information.
This is Peter Boyce here. How are you this morning? Whether you are diabetic or pre-diabetic, the one place you need to go for the best in diabetic care is the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, located up there in Warren, St. Michael. Get your ice cream for diabetic retinopathy.
That is something that you need to do every year.
They also have podiatrists, diabetes nurses, diabetes doctors, vascular screening.
But if you have bad circulation.
To make an appointment, call 417-0305.
Peter Boyce, I don't want to hear you. I want to hear Thornwood.
Well, the women and the men want to hear from personal trainer Thornwood on how to keep active and healthy. So let's hear from Mr. Thornwood.
Hi, my name is Thornwood. I am a personal trainer, former athlete, and fitness influencer. My background ranges from dance to track to a bit of football to gymnastics and calisthenics. I've dipped my foot in quite a few sporting disciplines over the course of my career. I really want to thank the Diabetes Foundation for having me come on and talk to you guys about things exercise related. Now, the first thing we're going to get into is, what is exercise? Why is exercise important? Now, exercise is physical activity with structure. Now, the difference between just general physical activity, like for instance, if somebody is a mason or they are a construction worker, they're going to experience physical activity. Exercise now is physical activity with structure. How many reps you're going to do, how long you're going to do it for, it becomes very, let's call it physical activity with purpose. Now, why exercise is important is because of the benefits. And some of those immediate benefits you think about is weight loss, stress management, it releases good hormones, enhanced moods and mental health. Now, I'm going to talk about a few of those benefits that apply to those who have diabetes. So when we think about diabetes, we think about blood sugar, we think about insulin. Now, physical activity and exercise can help to improve your body's sensitivity to insulin, and in turn, that helps to regulate your blood sugar levels. Now, please be reminded that structured exercise has to go hand in hand with a balanced diet. So whatever type of training that you're looking to do, whatever result that you are trying to get from your structured exercise in your program, your diet needs to reflect that. You simply cannot out-train bad eating habits, that they have to work hand in hand. Now, another benefit that we can talk about is increasing cardiovascular health. It helps with improving your circulation and helps to strengthen your heart. And that will in turn help to reduce the risk of heart disease. And lastly, we're going to talk about weight management, which persons who are overweight with diabetes, their bodies are going to have a harder time managing insulin resistance. So having a structured exercise program that helps you to lose weight and gain muscle will help to improve something such as this.
So, Mr. Wood, I would like to know how often I should exercise and how often I should be going to the gym.
From my professional opinion, some is better than none. Don't be caught up too much or hung up too much on the amount of time you need to spend in the gym or spend exercising as a beginner. You want to get moving, and if that's 10 minutes, 15 minutes out of your day, then that's fantastic. When you do that, then you can gain some momentum. So once you've got your feet wet and you're into the exercise and you're pushing yourself, then now you can start to explore longer hours. So at a minimum, I say 3 times a week, 30 minutes of aerobic activity, and at least twice a week with strength training for the same amount of time, 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And just work your way up. Make sure that it stays goal oriented, that you can, and it's tangible, that you can see something that connects to you, and that will also help to be your driving force. And eventually you start at 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and that will continue to build. I hope that these tips do help you guys, and I look forward to seeing all of you exercising.
There's Alfonso here. Thank you very much, Mr. Torn, for those exercise tips. The only exercise I just do is lifting my hand to my mouth to eat, so I can really go start exercising for true. So Dr. D, you have anything to say about this exercise?
Remember, if you're physically inactive, any physical activity is better than no activity, and be purposeful and make some kind of plan. It can be just walking further. It can be taking the stairs regularly at work, walking around your building at work. And of course, so this week on our challenge, we're talking about physical activity and hashtags that you can share. If you're going to share some Instagram pictures or videos, are going to be fitness for life. And of course, always Diabetes Warrior, one of my favorite hashtags. And tag us at the Barbados Diabetes Foundation. We will be partnering with Vibe Fitness and Lifestyle, and this is at Cayman's Market in November to support some of their events, November the 9th, November the 16th, November the 23rd, and we will share more details of those events, where we'll be there to answer any questions or queries, help you have more fun, and just be a presence in the community.
Thank you, Dr. D, but right now it's time for our song of the day, and since we are focusing on exercising, this is one of my favorite exercise songs that I like to work out to. This is MC Hammer with Too Legit to Quit. Compliments the Maria Holder Diabetes Center and Republic Bike. And right after this, you hear Dr. Diane Braffitt with Foot Corner.
Running all over my chest. I don't quit, no. I just press harder than I ever did before. Going for the dream that I have in store in my mind. But I know that I'm making it. I gotta get mine and nobody's taking it away. No, because Hammer don't play that. You try to get mine, boy, you better step back, freeze. Because you don't want none. I hustle for my muscle and you look weak, son. Yeah, I'm going for all that I can get. Kicking it at the top because I'm too legit to quit saying.
Any physical activity is better than no activity.
Physical activity with structure.
When I feel high pulse, don't you play me close. I dig them back, I get you back, and I'll hit you with a dose of Oak Town power and charge you by the hour. I'm shaking like a quake and punks get devoured. I choose to abuse, misuse, and confuse competitors who think that they're making up all the rules. Fools in the game, lame and insane. It's a shame I gotta do this, but I remain the same. Unchained, getting better, never known as a sweater. Kicking it at the top because I got myself together. So wrong with a guy who's physical and fit, knows the time, and too legit to quit saying.
The Maria Holder Diabetes Center.
I thought today that we'd talk a little bit about the foot. I am always, I wouldn't say necessarily always challenged, but I'm always intrigued by the diabetic foot because there's so much that goes on in it. And I think that there's so much that people don't actually realize. So remember that we have now expanded our services in the foot clinic.
I gotta hear that.
And I'm gonna call this little tidbit that I give you on Saturdays, this is the Foot Corner. So welcome to the Foot Corner. We are a podiatry-led foot team. Our podiatrist is Louise Robinson. And then, of course, we have our nurses, Nurse White, Nurse Bassoon, and Nurse Bascom, who can help you with the queries, as well supported by your doctors, me, Dr. B, Dr. Lovell, and Dr. Clark. I wanted to talk about common foot deformities because people don't think about this. People look at their feet and just assume, oh, that's just how I am. So first of all, you have something called hallux valgus. And this is when almost like the big toe or your fourth toe starts to bend inwards, and sometimes you get like a little bit of a bunion and that kind of stuff. And people think, no problem at all. No. If you leave it untreated, the deviation can get kind of more and more, and it can actually cause a problem whereby you have crowding of the toes and then the toes overlapping each other. Another common deformity is something called a claw toe. Bend your finger like a little claw and you can imagine what I mean. So that's abnormal bending, or what we call plantar flexion, of the front part of the toe, also the back part as well of the toe. Then they have something called hammer toes, and this is when the bending becomes even more and you'll find the toe literally almost like hits into the ground. We call that a hammer toe. And usually when it reaches this stage, the toe actually can become almost a little bit rigid and not straighten back out as easily. You will also find that the top of the toes will become what we call prominent, or they'll be like sticking up in the air, and we call that prominent metatarsal heads. And I'm saying all of these things because they're relevant, because what happens is that when you put a foot with a deformity into a normal shoe, you're at an increased risk of getting callus, bruises, and ulcerations. And in its worst scenario, we're thinking about something called a charcoal foot or a rocker bottom foot. And that's when the foot actually loses some of its structure. So many of these things are due to nerve injury, which can happen over a period of time due to high blood sugars. It's also due to changes in the muscle and tendon structure that can happen in the foot. When you have diabetes, the higher sugars can cause stiffening in the tendons. And therefore, you can have these kind of changes with very stiff, shortened tendons pulling on the toes and pulling them into abnormal positions. And then you can also find that you're suddenly developing a high arch. And as we said with the charcoal foot, that's when you have severe nerve loss. You may actually find that the arch actually drops completely. The other thing that I like to remind people is that your foot as you age is not the same foot that you had when you were 25 in terms of its shape, its size, its structure. So always make sure that you have correct footwear. If you're unsure what that correct footwear should look like for you, or if you need extra support or extra padding, please contact us in the foot clinic. We'll be able to advise you as to what you need so that you make sure that you are bearing the weight properly through your foot and you're not generating high pressure areas. It's actually quite complex and difficult to discuss in a very few minutes. So if you need more information, please feel free to visit us and to have a foot assessment, and we'll give you the best advice that we can give you and point you in the right direction so that you can continue to take care of your feet regardless as to what is happening with them presently or what has happened in the past. Thank you very much and have a wonderful Saturday. Alfonso, did you get all those notes?
Yes, I got them. I write them in my phone with a piece of black lead. And as we know today, for over 10 years, the Maria Holder Diabetes Center has been effectively serving the diabetic and pre-diabetic community of Barbados with a range of international standard health services, which include diabetic eye screening, vascular screening, nutritional advice, and consultations with diabetes specialists. So if you are listening to VOB right now and you have a diabetic-related query or you need to make an appointment, you can call 243-3937. You can also follow us on Facebook or Instagram. The last 15 minutes you heard on VOB was brought to you with the confidence of the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program, Republic Bank, and the Maria Holder Diabetes Center, celebrating its 10th anniversary. Until next time,
drink more water. Did you know nearly 1 in 5 adults in Barbados have diabetes? Did you know diabetes is one of the leading causes of vision loss in the world? Regular eye screening can save your eyes. Contact the Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program today at 243-3937 to find out how you get your simple digital eye screening done for just $100. Board members get 10% off. The Barbados Diabetic Eye Screening Program. Saving eyes, saving lives.
Dream a dream and watch it become a reality. You can do anything. Pull up a chair, come sit and share it with Republic Bank. You can do anything. Yes, we're the one for you, making dreams come true. We're the one for you, your partner for life. We're the one.